Here's your morning brief for Thursday, October 12th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The Israeli military said it is mobilizing more than 300,000 reservists ahead of an expected ground invasion of Gaza, with Israeli officials saying the offensive targeting Hamas militants there would be the largest and most severe of any in recent memory. Israel's continuing airstrikes in the Palestinian enclave have raised concerns about an escalating humanitarian crisis. Around 340,000 civilians in Gaza have been displaced, according to a United Nations official there. Meanwhile, skirmishes with Hezbollah militants across Israel's border with Lebanon threaten a second front. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel this morning, expressing unwavering support for Israel ahead of a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Hollywood contract talks between striking actors and studios and streamers have come to a halt. The alliance, representing Netflix, Disney, and other companies, says the gap between the two sides is too wide. The Screen Actors Guild Union didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. If a deal isn't reached by the end of this month, it will likely wreak havoc on movie and TV production and release schedules for the foreseeable future. The United Auto Workers Union launched a strike action against Ford's biggest plant, a pickup truck factory in Kentucky. The walkout by 8,700 workers is the largest action taken by the UAW since it began its strike against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis almost 4 weeks ago. Ford called the UAW's decision grossly irresponsible but unsurprising, given the union leadership's stated strategy. The automaker also said the latest walkout would have significant consequences, including potentially leading to ripple-effect layoffs. UAW President Sean Fain said that it is time for a fair contract at Ford and other automakers. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares are rising in early trading. U.S. stock futures are also in the green ahead of reports on consumer inflation and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. And Walgreens and Delta Airlines are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.